Welcome to Introverted and Black, a Black Girl's Journey, the podcast where we explore the world through the lens of introverted Black girls. I'm Nadia, your host, and the purpose of this podcast is really to explore the experiences of Black girls and women who identify as introverts. Through introductions and reflections, this podcast really aims to provide a safe space for listeners who are navigating a world that often misunderstands what it's like to be an introverted Black girl. So I'm going to share a little bit of my backstory, my personal experiences. So growing up, I felt like being an introvert was often frowned upon, which is still true to this day for me. Everyone in my family is very social and outgoing. And then there's me. I'm shy. I'm not very talkative. And I actually prefer to stay to myself. I don't like to be around a lot of people. Over time, I have learned that being different from them is actually okay. I learned to embrace being an introvert, and that's what makes me unique. Which is why I chose to make this podcast in the first place, is to show Black girls and Black women that it's actually okay to be different. To kick off my podcast, I'm going to talk about what an introvert is, and then the common misconceptions about introverts. So first, an introvert is someone who focuses on their internal feelings and thoughts. They enjoy spending time with a few close friends or doing quiet activities such as reading, writing, or being in nature. These activities give them time to reflect and recharge. And I also like to do these things as well. I always find myself in Barnes & Noble picking up a good book. And then this past month, I've actually been to Oak Hollow. If you haven't been, I would highly recommend. And, you know, I spread out my blanket, read my book, and I also picked up journaling as well. So if you haven't tried journaling, I highly recommend. Now on to the misconceptions. So a common misconception about introverts is that we actually don't like people, which I don't think that's true. I know for me, I pretty much like everybody. It's just for us, we just prefer smaller gatherings with a few friends instead of like big social gatherings, like going out to the club or like big like outdoor parties. Like sometimes we just don't really feel like that. Now, if we do spend time with our friends in bigger social gatherings, we just need like about maybe a day or two for ourselves to recharge. Another misconception is that introverts want to be alone. While we do value our alone time, sometimes we like to hang out with our friends, or sometimes we like to do activities that interest us alone. I know for me, I love hanging out with my friends, but it's usually like a small gathering, like four or five people, like a nice little kickback, listen to music, and then just recently, before I moved back home, we had like a little graduation party for my friend, and we played like on, and then we used his Nintendo Switch. We played Mario Kart. It was so much fun, and that's personally what I like to do. There's also a misconception that being quiet shows a sign of weakness. Now, I know I'm pretty quiet. But not on purpose, it's just like I just don't have anything to say. And then I know we all know that phrase, silent but deadly. And that pretty much describes what I am and how I am. And this would be the best way to describe me. Now, I might be quiet, but if you try to pick a fight with me or bother me, you'll learn real quick why I choose to be quiet. And then lastly, another one is that we're unapproachable. Now, speaking from my experience, I would say that that's a true thing for me. My sister has told me time and time again that I have a natural RBF. If you don't know what that means, that pretty much means resting bitch face. My sister tells me that all the time. I try not to be that way, and I'm working on that. I'm trying to fix my face when I'm out in public. And then my sister obviously tells me the same thing, like, fix your face, girl. Fix your face. Like, I'm trying. I am trying, girl. Okay, now on to the Q&A portion of my show. I went around and asked two of my closest friends about their experiences as introverts. One friend, her name is Maya. She works with me at my job that I'm currently working at now. And then my other close friend, TJ, who just recently graduated from Trident Tech with a degree in computer science, I believe is what it is. So the question that I had for Maya was, what self-care activities do you like to do after spending time with friends? And her response was, I like to sit at home and read a good book. Her favorite being Queenie. If you haven't read Queenie, I would highly recommend that. And then they also turned that book into a series on Hulu. So I would definitely check that out. And then she also says she likes to sit and watch a good movie or stay in bed all day. And then she says her favorite movies are any Spike Lee movies. So like Mo Better Blues. She likes She's Gotta Have It. And then she also likes Crooklyn. And then she says sometimes she just needs that break after a long weekend. And I actually agree with her. I know while in college, like college has been the most time that I've actually partied like in like a while. And I'm sure my friends can agree with me with this too. But we actually like all collectively agree that we need that weekend to like recharge, because especially during like Jiho and Aggie Fest and going to parties back to back to back to back. Yeah, we needed that recharge and break. So I definitely agree with her statement and her experience. And then next, my friend TJ, I asked him, has it been difficult for you to navigate your work life as an introvert? And his response was, it hasn't been difficult for me. He works for Microsoft in the IT department, and he troubleshoots computer systems. And he says that everyone pretty much just minds their business, and he does the same. And he says that's why he chose this career. He said, I can make my money while not having to interact with that many people. And I actually feel the same way that he does. I know for me, like in most mass media production students, let me speak on my experience. So for me, I chose this career simply because I am an introvert and I do prefer to work more behind the scenes, like working with the camera, doing script writing, being pretty much that person that contributes to making the magic happen behind film and television shows, which is why I chose this career. Now, I have tried being on the camera, like in front of the camera. I think it was for one of my video production classes where we had to make like a 10 to 12 minute show. And it did take some time for me to come out my shell to try to like be comfortable in front of the camera, and it actually wasn't that bad. So I wasn't afraid to try new things and try to step out of my shell with doing that. But I know for me, like moving forward in my career, I would prefer to be behind the scenes of everything. And now to wrap up my show, I am going to explore the challenges and experiences of being an introverted Black girl. And a challenge that I face personally, and I think that other Black women and Black girls have probably experienced this as well, is setting boundaries for myself and self-care. I feel like I'm constantly putting others' needs before my own, and I find it hard to set boundaries for myself without hurting people's feelings. And then another challenge that I face is balancing expectations within our culture. And what I mean by that is that Black women are expected to be outgoing and social. But when it comes to an introverted Black woman, sometimes we do feel the pressures of trying to live up to these expectations. And then we actually do need that alone time to take care of ourselves mentally. And that wraps up my show. I want to thank you guys for tuning into my show. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to my podcast and share it with people who may benefit from my discussion today. This is Introverted and Black, a Black Girl's Journey.